The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch from Great Neck.
Correct.
Good morning, Ann. I'm looking forward to this morning.
Me too.
And our first guest is Cindy Roth. And Cindy is with the Viscardi Center. And Cindy's going to be talking about stuff we really push on this program. And thanks to all the wonderful presenters that Christina gets for us, her subject is maximize the quality of your life, which is so important for seniors to actually put yourself as number one. For once in your life, and not have to worry about everybody else. Cindy, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure my being here because I'm able to disseminate information that some people just don't like to talk about. So the subject I brought today is, why are we leaving our money to our children?
Okay.
So people look at me.
So anybody like under 65 obviously wants to turn off the radio or come here and start throwing stones through the window.
And not be angry, I'll tell you why. If seniors would spend money on themselves, they become less of a burden to their children. So think about that as the major concept. And one of the things I always say is, who left us money? You know, I was a kid in Pittsburgh. Nobody left me money. And we have a full life as seniors ahead of us. And we want to live our life in a certain way. And the first thing we need to do is to take the money that we thought we were going to leave to our children to enhance the quality of our lives by taking a look at your home, taking a look at how you can make your home more accessible. If in the future you should develop a condition that may put you in a wheelchair, that you may have to use a walker, so you want to be able to stay in your home. The more accessible you make it, the better your quality of life will be.
I'm agreeing with everything you're saying to start, but I'm going to throw a question in as you know. People don't pay attention to the consequences of their actions or lack thereof.
Correct.
How? The biggest question, how do you get that senior to turn around? No, they all, you know, I'm a financial advisor. Nobody wants to touch principal.
Correct.
And as rates have come down over the last couple of years, it's sad because seniors have cut back versus it's your money. Spend it. Why wouldn't you get a better chair or, you know, a wider entrance to the bathroom?
Absolutely. Or getting a ramp while you're still able.
Perfect.
And understand that you can then oversee the construction, making sure that the material used on the flooring of the ramp will handle the winters. We're supposed to be in summer now or spring now. Will handle our prolonged winters, our freezing temperatures, the amount of rain that we get, the humidity which makes it wet. So that's one example. Also, you may want to widen the doorway, and you don't have to do everything at one time. So one of the things I do when I go around Long Island and I present to the various senior centers is I disseminate information. I tell them why it's so important to think about these things now. Take $5,000.
Okay.
Redo your front entrance. Take $3,000. You don't have to do it the same time. Do it once a year. What room has to be done in your home that's an absolute must? The bathroom. The kitchen is not a must. You pick up a phone, you order a pizza. You know, you have friends and family that can bring over casseroles. You don't have to worry about the kitchen, but you do have to worry about the bathroom. And you have to do things like grab bars, not the kind with suction, but grab bars that go into studs that will be able to catch you and hold your weight and keep you stable. So these are the kind of things. Maybe you want to put in a walk-in shower, a walk-in bathtub, something that will allow you, even if you're confined to a wheelchair and you have all of your faculties, but you may not be able to walk around as easily. So this way you can roll into a bathroom. You can reach the sink.
Mm-hmm.
You can get up and get into a shower with a built-in seat or a walk-in bathtub, and you can make the quality of your life better.
To support what you're saying, planning ahead is a very positive thing to do. It also puts you in control.
Exactly.
And you're making decisions for yourself of what you want, not someone else deciding for you.
This is one of the ways you become less of a burden to your children. You know, I just heard a story yesterday about somebody's mother going into assisted living, and I didn't realize there's all kind of charges on top of the monthly charge, the monthly fee that you pay to live in assisted living. If they have to give you meds, it's more money. You don't know this. If they have to do this or do that, it's
assisted
more
living
money.
Is an apartment with food.
Exactly.
Anything else is above
and
beyond.
And recreation.
Right,
and,
right. Which you have at the senior centers
exactly.
also. So therefore, everything above, you're paying for it.
Absolutely. And because the town of North Hempstead is so out there with their senior activities, they even provide busing. They call 311 and they can get busing. They can go to medical. Not every town has that to offer. So you in the town of North Hempstead should be extremely proud of the senior services.
And the important thing is that you want to catch it as much as you can before it occurs.
Absolutely.
So if there are things in the house that may be dangerous, like wires and other things, mm-hmm. that, as you said, with the bathroom,
correct.
Which is one of the most dangerous
right.
places with your mats that aren't solid and where
right.
you can slip. Before you have any issues, assessing the situation is
exactly.
very wise.
And then there's upgrades to your home that people don't think about. Some of the seniors don't have central air conditioning. Okay, so they have window air conditioners that may be 20, 30 years old. We live on Long Island. We live with the heat and the humidity. Why shouldn't you be comfortable? Why shouldn't you live the next 20 years and have air conditioning, whether it's in the wall or in the window, or you go for the central air? And what about upgrading your heating system and things like your windows, which in the end cost you much less money to live because you have a much more secure home in terms of temperature and appliances. Buy appliances that fit your needs. I always tell everybody, listen, travel. Enjoy your life. There are plenty of senior tours. No matter what your physical condition is, as long as you remember to pack your medications ahead of time,
right, I agree.
To do everything that you need to do, including make a list of your physicians. And if you're traveling out of the country, make a list of what ailments, what medical conditions you might have. And that just makes your life easier. And keep those things in a plastic bag so they're watertight and waterproof.
Right. I'm going to give a phone number out at this point, which is Marielle Robinson. I keep my notes, Christina. And that number is 516-541-1006. 516-541-1006. And Marielle was on about a month ago, and she's with Power Up Communities, where they come in to do a review for seniors.
Excellent.
Of drafts, et cetera.
Right.
And they give a loan, I think, at 2% or 2.5%. Makes no difference. No matter what your credit rating, they give you the loan to do these type of improvements. And everybody is vetted through New York State who does the work. So it's an interest.
That's
great. Heating, air conditioning, roofing, you know, that type of stuff.
But, you know, it's also an investment, and it can be a very positive
Absolutely.
One as far as the value of your home. So in many ways, it has very wide range ramifications.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And it's very, very worthwhile. So there's other things. You know, Project Independence and Yes, I Can, as the community center, offers all types of classes. They have social groups. They have meetings in all the communities. And those are extremely important. Now, I'm going to say something that makes the hair on the senior's arm stand up. Learn technology. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to learn. You know, that adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, wrong. We learn. It
oh,
may
sure.
take
Absolutely.
Us a little bit longer. And we need a lot of repetition in our learning. But don't be afraid. Learn these new things. First of all, a cell phone today becomes a tool in case of an emergency. It is not just a luxury. I have a 93-year-old mother who lives in Pittsburgh who thinks that Facebook and the iPad are one and the same because she touches the screen and Facebook comes up. So that's
okay.
all she does. But I'm happy
it works.
She does that.
It works, right.
Absolutely. Keeps her engaged. And that's another thing, isolationism. Isolationism among seniors is a very big problem, especially during the winter months, considering the winter we've had. So there are things that we can do to prevent isolationism, and learning technology is one of those things. Isolationism breeds depression. It breeds becoming more and more depressed, no way to get out of that depression, not willing to leave the house. Hygiene issues become an issue. So we want to be able to stay as engaged as we possibly can.
Actually, what Cindy is doing this morning, she's a commercial for Project Independence.
Absolutely, she
because
sure is.
We have, honestly, there's a Skype program, there's technology programs. There is so, I mean, it's tremendous. Everything you're saying is great. And we have a psychologist coming on next, but I'm going to pose the question. What is it that gets those seniors that aren't doing this to do it? We have it here in the town of North. Project Independence is a model, right. And we have the AARP designation, one of the few in the country,
right.
as a model community for seniors with transportation, with everything. But and someone like Ann, who's on the advisory board, you appreciate this.
Sure.
How do we get them to come out of the house?
You got to reach out.
Yep.
And it's not only shows like this,
right.
But the invitations, the flyers that you might find at Yes We Can, when they've got programs and they're offering things. That's where the outreach comes from.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's the push. That's
right.
What we have to do.
There's another point I can make about this as well. Seniors who are out there, who are doing things, might be given a phone list of seniors who are isolated and reach out to them personally. And
that
might make a difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes a phone call. I agree with
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You get an invitation. Okay, fine. It's coming up. But if you get a reminder, or if I say, Ann, it's John Ryan, are you coming tomorrow afternoon?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I thought about it. I'll pick you up.
Right.
Oh, well, you know, if you're going to be by the neighborhood, and then you're hooked, hopefully,
right.
after a couple of times on your own.
Right, exactly. Or I think they're serving pizza. I mean, anything that you think would interest the senior who's isolated to come out and share.
Right, right.
And so there's other things. I have found that when you make friends around the world, that's really interesting, because what you're sharing are different cultural things then. And that's a lot of fun, and that's very interesting. Also, supporting your favorite or your most important houses of worship. Getting in there. Volunteerism was a big deal after World War II. Of course, I don't remember that.
Okay.
But volunteerism was a big deal. And today the volunteers are now needing volunteers.
Right.
So
right.
These are things that we can definitely do.
Well, just even with volunteerism, which I see all over the place now, it's very hard, because after World War II and as we moved forward, the man worked, the wife was at home, and right. once the children were raised to a point that she could go out, she went out and volunteered.
Right.
Now on Long Island, both partners work. And to keep the kids and keep the house and keep the taxes, that's difficult. So volunteerism, I'm finding it's just hard today.
We're
not getting younger people. It's
right.
only trying to get the seniors to help
right.
with the seniors
exactly.
is where we're focused on. Getting somebody who's 50 to show up today.
Very difficult.
Oh, it's few and far
between.
Well,
they're usually working.
And it's not that they don't care.
Right.
It's
no,
just,
economically, that is
right.
a very important aspect of the things that you're talking about.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, there's another point. Seniors are very frightened not to be able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
It starts driving at night. That's the first thing they lose. And then they lose their ability to drive during the day. Usually it's visual. It might also be visual and hearing. And so those become very important issues. But if you have friends, hire a driver, a retired cop. Understand what the dollars are. Maybe you can't afford to do it yourself, but if everybody wants to go, for example, to Roosevelt Field, now you're dividing the price four ways.
Right,
so
right.
there's ways to do things. You just have to have a little ingenuity. And speaking of visual, June 2nd, free breakfast, free lunch at the Viscardi Center, Vision, Speech, and Hearing Day. So I wanted to throw that in while we were on visual.
Terrific. Actually, what we're going to do now, we have to go into a break. When we come back, we're going to revisit the special day at the Viscardi Center, because that's important.
Right.
And these are the opportunities where we want seniors to go.
Exactly.
Right now, you're listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.